To get into the race for the presidency of Ireland, Dr. Donacha McGowan from Knockaney says the central concern of his campaign is protecting democracy in Ireland and the constitution itself. And he's with me now. Donacha, how are you?
Very well indeed, Joe. Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Well, so I presume your big challenge is the prospect of getting on the ballot paper. It all seems to be coalescing around a few candidates, largely backed by big parties. I mean, we're seeing Jim Gavin mooted as the possible Fianna Fáil candidate this morning. So can you get anywhere near the ballot paper?
Well, that's the challenge for the moment. And this is what I'm hoping to encourage your listeners to do. To what I lack at the minute, if you like, is a major national profile. And for people to maybe get onto our national broadcasters, national media, and also to our local councillors, if they think what I have to offer is something worthwhile, an alternative.
Because you need four councils, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Right, but there are a lot of people knocking on those doors already.
Sure there are, yeah.
If the major parties, you know, decide to lock up their councillors, then the chance of any independent getting on the ballot paper is extremely slim, right?
That has been suggested and hinted at and reported, rumoured, if you like, that the main parties, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, may impose a whip on their councillors. There have been recent sort of soundings that maybe that may not be the case, but still, that would be such a pity in democracy if that's the case.
Why would you want to be stuck in the Áras for 7 years?
That's a very good question indeed, and it's something up until recent years, it's certainly not something I would have dreamed of contemplating. But I suppose how I arrived at this situation is over through particular circumstances, I began to become aware of issues relating to our constitution, how that was being sidelined, undermined, ignored. And that led me to looking at the constitution and then to considering issues in relation to the overall health of our democracy.
So are you in favour of citizens' assemblies, as we've seen?
No, you've touched on an issue. I think maybe we're even, leading the world in terms of how we have used citizens' assemblies. There have been maybe half a dozen, the most prominent ones perhaps, fed into the referenda in 2015 on marriage equality and 2018 on the Eighth Amendment. And they played a vital role where the ordinary citizens gave their opinions, feelings, thoughts, and their wisdom. All of those things fed into the process. We didn't do that last year for the two amendments. The whole thing was rushed through, no citizens' assembly. And actually, this is a core element in what I'm proposing, that there will be an ongoing, I won't call it a citizens' assembly because that's a formal state-run thing, but an assembly of citizens, give it some other title, that will be under the patronage of the president.
But governments obviously are in the position to put referenda to the people, aren't they? So how can the president be a real guardian of the constitution then?
Well, one of the more bizarre ones was that a referendum, an amendment to the constitution that was passed as far back as 1979, was never made into law until a graduate of UL, a young chap, and in 2023 he took a challenge to the Supreme Court saying this amendment should be made into law. He was successful.
So this was to allow graduates of UL and other universities that didn't have a vote in Shannon elections to have a vote.
Absolutely.
Did they have a vote then in the recent ones?
No, it hadn't come. It hadn't
changed.
So it
still hasn't happened.
It will be in place for the next, or hopefully will be in place for the next Shannon elections. It hadn't sort of moved through the processes and procedures and time for the
last
Shannon.
So do you believe then, Donacha, if you were president, that by influence you could ensure that there is the scrutiny and the citizen involvement in changes to our constitution that you would like to see?
All of those things, indeed. The healthy democracy depends on a series of checks and balances. The idea of having the elected representatives, the aristocracy, the Senate, in the old idea would have been the aristocracy, and then the president. Three corners keeping an eye on each other, and then the fourth estate, which people like yourself provide journalism, which is another essential pillar, if you like, element in democracy.
The aristocracy would have a mixed record in Ireland now, wouldn't they?
Well, no, I meant the aristocracy in the sense of the sort of the ancient conception of democracy going back to Greek and Roman times. Sorry. And I'm not disparaging
it was philosophical in nature, okay. I see your point. So, like, you obviously want the support, but when are you going to know? I mean, like, we're not far from an election now, and I'm not saying, by the way, you're the only one who's scrambling around trying to get their candidate up and running.
Of course. No, it's absolutely essential. And I mean, this is one of the difficulties that one has to go through the political system in order to get on the ballot. In other countries, you can have petitions and signatures and various other ways. But I still believe in the sort of that there's a little candle of patriotism burning within the hearts of every true citizen. And I'm actually optimistic, and I do believe it. And I'm hopeful that our own Limerick City and County Council here will be the first one to endorse my nomination. Well, so I'm encouraging your listeners to work on my behalf.
Well, I can tell you anyway, because when I say things they don't like, we discover how many councillors do listen to Limerick Today. So we thank you for coming in and talking to us this morning. That's Dr. Donnacha McGowan from Knockaney, and he is looking to stand in the presidency.
Gormila Mahogat Joe.
WhatsApp or text Limerick Today now on 086-123-9595.
Limerick Today with Harvey Norman. Visit Harvey Norman, your Limerick furniture, beds and mattress.